B1 Plus, Multidisciplinary Meeting. Good morning, everyone. The goal of the meeting today is to come to a decision regarding Frederick's transition to the adult sector of our institute. As you know, Frederick has been in our institute for 4 years. He was admitted here when he was 14, after coming from an institute for children. He was diagnosed as having Down syndrome. We therefore have to confirm Frederick's transition to an ESAT, the place of assisted employment for handicapped persons. Your assessments will complete his MDPH file. Mrs. Henry, you can begin by giving your psychiatric analysis, please.
I think that Frederick doesn't show any signs of psychiatric disorders representing an obstacle to his transition to an ESAT. At the moment, he doesn't need any medical treatment and doesn't show any signs of aggressiveness or violence.
Thank you, Mrs. Henry. Natalie, how do you find Frederick?
As a special educator, I would like to speak to you about his daily routine and activities. Frederick is a shy young man who has progressively felt more and more at ease in the group. He now fits in well and has found his place. However, he sometimes still keeps his distance and remains an observer, especially when someone disturbs him, like shouting or lively discussions among the other young people. So he looks for the company of those who are calm. Towards professionals, he is pleasant and respectful. However, when he doesn't like certain instructions, he remains blocked and the situation can last quite a long time. He has acquired daily routine autonomy. He can get dressed by himself and choose weather-appropriate clothes. At the cafeteria, he is able to prepare his tray and choose different dishes. However, someone has to watch out for his choice of desserts, which might have too much sugar and also the number of pieces of bread. He knows his schedule and is able to follow it during the day, even if he sometimes doesn't want to participate in certain activities. He is also independent when it comes to public transport and has always shown enthusiasm when participating in this workshop. He was able to handle his commuting very quickly, both to and from the institute in the morning and evening. He has also taken the bus and the train to go to his vocational training sites. I can say that he has the required level of autonomy to go to an ESAT.
Thanks, Natalie. Let's speak now about the technical aspects with Dominique.
In the technical workshops, Frederick has been able to discover and put a lot of the positions that were proposed in the workshop. He is usually willing to do the work asked for him. He is able to put on his professional work clothes and is punctual. He understands simple instructions if they are given step by step. A demonstration is necessary for him to correctly complete the task. He needs the monitor's help for tasks that require reading. They will have to watch out for his fatigability. For example, he can carry heavy loads. His workplace is slow, but he's conscientious. I believe that Frederick is therefore capable of fitting into an ACT, but should be placed in a packaging workshop.
Thank you, Dominique. As a matter of fact, the training reports bring the same elements and reflections. And now let's finish with the social worker, Mylène.
Yeah, in fact, Frederick appreciated his training periods at the ESAT, and during his last appointment, he told me that he would like to be admitted with preference to the ESAT de la Forêt. He enjoyed the atmosphere there and found the monitors to be very nice. He liked the cardboard packaging workshop, and it's easy for him to go by public transportation. His parents agreed to this transition, as they refuse the on-site housing and prefer for him to come home every evening, and Frederick wants the same thing. It seems important then at first for Frederick to continue living at home so he won't be confronted with too many changes at the same time. And the one time he was housed on site, his training wasn't as beneficial for him as it was for the others.
Thank you, Mylène. Very well. The different elements allow us to propose a transition to an ESAT. Even if change is difficult for Frederick and his tasks are carried out a little slowly, he has gained a certain maturity and can find his place. Don't forget to give me your assessments so that I can validate them and include them in the MDPH file that Frederick is putting together with Mylène. Thank you all, and see you tomorrow.